Constitutional Court President Marie-Madeleine Mboram-Suo ordered the recount after an opposition lawsuit claimed that results from two-thirds of polling stations were fraudulent.
Les procès-verbaux de l'ensemble des bureaux de vote seront...
Mboram-Suo says each of the returns from all of the more than 2,800 polling stations will be recounted in the presence of legal representatives chosen by opposition politicians. Ruling Party candidate and former Defense Minister Ali Ben Bongo's been declared the winner of last month's vote, with nearly 42% of ballots cast. Former Interior Minister Andre Mba-Obam and opposition leader Pierre Mambundu each finished with about 25% of the vote. The Constitutional Court recount follows an electoral challenge by Obam, Mambundu, and several other candidates who accuse electoral officials of vote fraud to benefit Mr. Bongo. The court has until October 18th to rule on that challenge. Mboram-Suo says if the court finds the result should be annulled, the election will be held again. She says if the court confirms the results, the candidate who was initially declared the winner will be inaugurated. Mr. Bongo is the son of longtime Gabonese leader Omar Bongo. He was considered the front-runner since his father's death in June and ran the best-financed campaign, aided by the electoral infrastructure of the ruling party. Most observers say they believe the vote was fair, despite irregularities including security forces at polling stations, ballot boxes not properly sealed, and the absence of opposition representatives during some vote counting. Following the announcement of Mr. Bongo's win, opposition demonstrators in Port-Gentil burned the French consulate and attacked offices of French and American oil companies. The government says three people were killed in that violence. Opposition groups put the death toll at least 15. Interim President Rose Francine Rugombe says an investigation is underway to determine who was responsible for that violence. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.